verses 2 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us. A son is given to us. The authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Glory to God in the highest. Let us pray.
Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. And you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judah, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was a descendant from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn from her.
In that region there were shepherds, living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." us to rise together as we are able, and let us sing hymn number 240, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
75 years ago tomorrow, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Prime Minister Winston Churchill attended Foundry Church together for the National Christmas Service. Churchill later wrote, "The President and I went to church together on Christmas Day, and I found peace in the simple service and enjoyed singing the well-known hymns. And one, O Little Town of Bethlehem, I had never heard before. Certainly, there was much to fortify the faith of all who believe in the moral governance of the universe." This was just weeks after the bombing of Pearl Harbor and the United States' entry into World War II. In those days of such uncertainty and grave danger, here at Foundry was found, at least by one account, much to fortify the faith of all who believe in the moral governance of the universe. The hymn Churchill mentions, O Little Town of Bethlehem, which we'll sing tomorrow, contains a phrase that has been echoing in my head throughout this season. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. What a thought. Every human hope, every human fear met in that little town in the backwater of Galilee. We couldn't possibly begin to list all the human hopes of all the years behind us, all the years in front of us, because we don't speak every human language or traverse every culture, because it's impossible to know fully even what's in the heart of someone we know well, much less someone who lives in another age altogether. And yet I believe there are some human hopes that transcend time and culture. To love and to be loved. To be safe and to know that those we love are safe. That we will have sustenance for our bodies, be able to provide for our families. To know that our lives are meaningful, that we matter. Another, I believe, another human hope is a hope for a trustworthy leader, someone who'll provide guidance and wisdom, someone we can follow with confidence that they and what they're about are worth our very best time and effort. We want something to believe in. The animal. scientists might disagree, but they have leaders too. I looked it up. Our abiding hopes as human beings are sometimes met and often not. And the fears of all the years rise up when our hopes are dashed or seem vulnerable or out of reach, when we fear that who we are or what we have done makes us unlovable, when we fear that we will be alone, that we won't have enough, that we will be attacked, or that we'll get sick, or that those that we love will suffer. That our lives, or that life in general, has no meaning and doesn't matter, that there's nothing worth living or dying for. The fear that there is nothing to believe in and no one to trust. Oh, little town of Bethlehem, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. And how did this come to be, that fear might be met with hope? The answer is found in the hymn as it continues, a simple phrase. For Christ is born of Mary. For Christ is born of Mary. Because Christ is born of Mary, the fears of all the years are met with hope. Because God didn't abandon us, but instead drew even closer by, the fears of all the years are met with hope. Because perfect love, which casts out all fear, was born in Jesus, the fears of all the years are met with hope. Because Christ is born of Mary, we are given evidence of God's steadfast love, abiding presence, and deep regard for us. Because Christ is born of Mary, I can say with absolute confidence, you are loved. You are not alone. You are a person of great dignity whose life has meaning. You matter. We know that the birth of the child Jesus doesn't erase the vulnerability of human bodies to hunger and illness and harm. Jesus was subject to all those incarnate human frailties. We know that the life we celebrate tonight does not magically ensure human leaders who are trustworthy, moral, and wise. From the very beginning and to the end of Jesus' life, human leaders responded to his presence in the most ugly and destructive ways. But because Christ is born of Mary, we know what it looks like to live in love, in mercy, in peace, and justice. We know what it looks like to be truly human as God intends. Because Christ shows us what God is like, we know the image in which we're all made. And that means we know who we are and what we're made for. We are siblings of Jesus the Christ. Beloved children of God. Created to love and live and serve for the sustenance and the healing and the protection, not only of ourselves and those whom we love, but of all people. Because Christ is born of Mary, we know we are all one in the human family. That doesn't mean no harm is done in the world. but it does mean that it's possible to live in a way that at least seeks to do no harm and to live in peace. We know it's possible. Right now, regardless of our location in the political fray, I imagine we can agree, and I know that's a strong imagining that we can agree on anything, but I imagine that we might agree that it is a challenging time for our nation and our world. Just as it was when people gathered in this sanctuary 75 years ago, wars and rumors of wars proliferate. Distrust is rampant, and the normal frailties of human life attend. Fear prowls like a hungry animal. But on this night of holy remembrance, we are reminded that love and hope can appear and often do. Anywhere. They can appear anywhere. And they take flesh and blood through human beings who stand up to fear and do what's right. Fueled by a power that flows from God's own heart. In Aleppo right now, there are people risking their lives to save others. In schools around the world, there are people pouring themselves out to encourage and inspire children. From Ferguson to Flint, in hospitals and rehab centers, on city streets and forgotten hollers, in every place where there is human suffering and need, there are people of all faiths and none who are shining with the light of love and true humanity that is so perfectly revealed to us in Jesus Christ. Because Christ is born of Mary and not born in some famous fancy person. Because Christ is born in poverty, under the thumb of oppressive powers. Because Christ is born as good news for the marginalized. Because even from the manger, Christ challenged unjust rulers. Because Christ is born as a human like you and me, subject to all that we suffer and celebrate. Because Christ is born for the sake of love and mercy and peace and justice, because of all this and more, we can believe in what Churchill described as the moral governance of the universe. Because our God is revealed through Jesus as loving and merciful and generous and just. As human leaders come and go, our abiding hope for a leader worthy of our allegiance and love is fulfilled in Jesus. Jesus rules the world with truth and grace and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love. Tonight, the fears of all the years, are met with hope. For Christ is born of Mary. And Christ is born in every place where the spark of divine love bursts into flame and leads the likes of you and me to make hope real, even in the desperate face of fear. Thanks be to God.